Chapter 7 Trouble in Tahiti. Weeks passed. The Bounty had lots of breadfruit plants now, and Captain Bligh was happy. One day he called Fletcher Christian.
The sailors can go to the island now,
he told Fletcher.
Thank you, sir,
Fletcher said. He went to the sailors and told them the good news. Soon Tom saw the Bounty's little boats in the water. They were full of sailors carrying presents for the islanders. The sailors went to the island every day now, and they made friends with the islanders. They ate good food. The islanders liked the sailors, and they played music for them. Some of the sailors fell in love with girls on the island. The months passed. And the Bounty stayed in Tahiti.
We can't leave yet,
Fletcher explained to Tom.
We must wait for the right wind.
The sailors were happy to wait. Some of them spent all their time on the island now. They did not return to the ship. One day, three sailors decided to escape. They wanted to live on the island. They took one of the ship's boats and some guns. Captain Bligh was furious and wanted to punish them. He ordered Fletcher Christian to find them. Fletcher Christian and Tom went to the island together.
We must find them, Tom,
Fletcher said sadly. Fletcher and Tom found the three sailors on the island and brought them back to the Bounty. Once again, Captain Bligh ordered a punishment with the cat-o'-nine-tails. The other sailors watched the punishment. They were sorry for the three men, and they were angry with the captain.
It's sad,
one of the sailors said.
They're not bad men. The captain's too hard.
You're right,
another sailor agreed.
The captain's a hard man.
That night, it was very hot, and Tom could not sleep. So he walked on the deck. He heard a conversation between Fletcher Christian and George.
You know I'm right,
George said.
It can't continue like this, sir.
What can we do?
Fletcher asked.
You know the answer to that, sir,
George told him.
The men are with you, Mr. Christian.
How many men?
Fletcher asked him.
Enough, sir,
George told him.